Chapter 27, Humility, the Mother of All Virtues. The Ego. We are tiny, infinitesimal specks in an infinite universe. The ego puffs up that speck to make it look like the grandest thing that has ever happened. Confusing its little story with the whole of reality, the ego leads us into the blind alley of self-importance and arrogance. We can counter this by learning humility, the greatest of all spiritual virtues. The true self. Humility takes us to our true identity, the soul connected to spirit. The true self is compassionate, kind, and courageous. However, the false god of ego blocks our awareness of the soul, keeps us separate from spirit, and prevents us from experiencing higher states of consciousness. To become who we really are, we must reduce the ego by cultivating humility. The antidote to the ego, humility, is the key that unlocks the door to the higher self and higher consciousness. Without it, there can be no entrance. Seven pathways to humility. In this lesson, there is a description of seven routes to humility. Self-reform, omniscience, equality, service, love, darkness, knowing our place. The way of self-reform. Ego reduction. The only way to advance to higher love is to find our flaws and fix them. The ego inhibits this work, trying to be right and look good all of the time. It is afraid to look within and uncover imperfections. It is unable to give up its power without embarrassment and humiliation. Nevertheless, what we give up in egotistical power, we gain in spiritual power. The spiritual way is ego reduction and the expansion of soul qualities. Cultivating spiritual qualities. To reduce the ego, we stop blaming, criticizing, judging, and trying to change others. We understand that the best way to change others is to reform ourselves. We become students, always ready to learn. We listen to feedback from others and from our conscience. We identify our mistakes and flaws, but they do not define us. Our problems are simply signposts on the road to the soul and spirit. The work is cultivation of spiritual qualities. Humiliation to humility. Life teaches humility when we open to the lessons. It takes courage to look inside and make the necessary changes. When we do the work of introspection, the humiliation of the ego transforms into the humility of the soul. This is the way of self-reform. 2. The way of omniscience, intellectual humility, tiny but significant. Intellectual humility is knowledge of our true and rightful place in the universe. God is vast. We are tiny, but not insignificant. We are made in the image of God. We are co-creators. We have power, free will, and a role to play. Our job is to manifest and express God's greatness by ridding our consciousness of its egotistical impurities and cultivating His qualities. Omnipotence. To gain perspective, drive your little bus of knowledge to the border of the infinite unknown and look out the window. There you will find countless illustrations of the intelligent power that runs the universe. For example, imagine the Earth rotating on its own axis every 24 hours at 1,000 miles per hour, around the Sun at 60,000 miles per hour, while moving as part of our galaxy at 600,000 miles per hour. The Earth travels in mathematically precise harmony, rhythm, and balance with the other planets and stars. The ride is smooth. There are no bumps. We don't feel any movement. The ocean's water does not spill into space. No matter where we are on the planet, we think we are on top, yet those on the bottom do not fall off. Omniscience. The creative power of the universe is omniscient. It is inside, outside, and everywhere. It operates on every level of creation. It permeates every centimeter of space. It runs the cells of our body while holding the universe together. We move, live, and have our being in this infinite ocean of intelligence. Although we cannot be outside of its presence, neither can we plumb its depth. Our human intelligence can take us only so far. Even the IQ of a genius is puny in comparison. Our knowledge is infinitesimal. No matter how much knowledge we accumulate, what we do not know remains infinite. The sum total of everything we know individually and collectively remains infinitesimal compared to the infinite knowledge of God. God's knowledge will always be infinitely beyond our grasp. God knows everything. We know very little. Yet the ego persists in projecting its tiny speck of knowledge as the nature of reality. Omniscient, omnipresent power. To combat the ego and maintain a humble stance, we can focus on God's infinite intelligence. Omniscience permeates atoms, galaxies, and us. All we have to do is remember. Even when we forget, we are only a thought away. Knowledge and mystery. The self-important ego gets us into trouble by overestimating its knowledge. However, we can view the world with one eye on our knowledge and the other eye on the unknown. In this way, we remain at the actual boundary of our current knowledge and the mysteries of life. With this receptive stance, we recognize when we do not know the answers. When we know our true place in this mysterious, infinitely intelligent universe, there can be but one response: humility. This is the way of omniscience and intellectual humility. 3. The way of equality. Equality and humility. In the world of roles, there are divisions with status determined by wealth, education, position, age, power, race, religion, or sexual identity. Our egos get caught up in this competition. As we surf the waves of success and failure, we develop feelings of superiority and inferiority. The perception of superiority is associated with arrogance, pride, and domination. Feelings of inferiority breed insecurity, anxiety, and doubt. Some people suffer from both states. Equality and its partner, humility, are healing powers that cure these ills. We approach true humility when we see ourselves as equal to others, not better, not worse. Equality and love. In the spiritual world, all are equally included in the circle of love. Role and status have little importance. We look neither up nor down, but across, eye to eye, squarely, honestly. The realization of our equality in God's love gives us the humility that we seek. This humility, a deep source of peace and strength. This is the way of equality. For the way of service, gentle, humble service. The ego strives for greatness in the world. The way of the soul is simple acts of gentle, humble service to humanity. In humility, we make no distinctions, equally serving the mighty and the meek. Small, anonymous acts of service mark the true path of love. Humility grounded in unselfish love is the mother of all powers. Without it, no virtue can grow. The way to God is paved with acts of selfless service. 5. The way of love. Expansion of soul qualities. As we advance on the path of self-healing through ego reduction and the cultivation of soul qualities, the mind and heart become increasingly quiet. Patience, kindness, and gentleness expand. We have more space inside, and we are content, receptive, understanding, and forgiving. Reduce reactivity. Progressively anchored to the soul, we are able to accomplish something very difficult and profoundly needed. An ever-increasing ability to tolerate the problems and provocations of other people. We find ourselves reacting less to what other people do. We are more gracious in the face of their limitations. We yield to opposing views, insults, and condemnation, even malice. We have no need to defend ourselves even when we are right because we do not feel threatened. When to react and when to absorb. Humility does not imply enabling others to be abusive. We continue to give feedback, set limits, and maintain boundaries. However, we often unnecessarily react. The highly volatile ego defends its territory at the slightest provocation. The soul knows when to react and when to absorb. Patience, kindness, and understanding. We can make a small contribution to the healing of the world by accepting the pain of others without reacting. Steadfast and firm in the face of provocation, we can transmute our own and others' pain with our love. When we refrain from adding fuel to their fire, others have a better chance of successfully dealing with their own problems. When we respond to other people's problems with patience, kindness, and understanding, we reduce the suffering of the world and fulfill the destiny of the soul. This is the route to humility through love. 6. The way of darkness. The cave of darkness. On the way to spiritual knowledge, some of us pass through the cave of darkness, a place of severe pain where we face the unknown, death, and/or evil without immediate answers to our questions. War, ethnic cleansing, racism, domestic violence, rape, child sex abuse, and other horrific conditions can bring us into this cave of darkness. Here, our spiritual belief systems come under their most rigorous challenge. This is a critical place. If our sacred knowledge holds here, it will hold anywhere. Fierce training. There are many classrooms in the School of Life, but none like this. The training here is fierce. The cave is dark. All evidence of spiritual life is gone. The world seems to be against us. There's no solace from our usual sources of family, friends, work, the arts, or recreation. Sometimes even going to church, synagogue, or temple brings no relief. We feel alone, separate, powerless, and frightened. Big questions. In the face of major crisis, we ask the big questions. Why are we here? Is this a moral, benevolent universe? If God's love is omnipotent, why is there so much suffering and evil in the world? Do good and justice ultimately triumph? Life on the physical plane does not give easy answers to these questions. Some people believe in karma and reincarnation as the explanation for ultimate justice. Others remain mystified. In any case, we need something to hold on to as we go through our trials and face the abyss. We need something that can get us through these conditions, however long or severe, something more powerful than the worst scenarios life can bring. But what if brutal reality challenges and ultimately strips away our illusions and belief, leaving us in despair? Who can we turn to if we experience only turmoil and questioning? Does God's love exist in the cave of darkness? Following are some suggestions. Acceptance. While we may not understand why there is so much suffering and evil in the world, we can accept horror and tragedy as part of the mystery. We can accept our current condition as the next step in our spiritual development. Faith. We can have faith in our ability to transform suffering into spiritual power. School. We can accept pain as a teacher and stimulant for the growth of spiritual qualities. Prayer. Though we are not sure where we are going, we can ask for help from a higher power with infinite compassion and wisdom, and we can trust that He knows what He is doing. Love. We can follow the path guided by love and her associated qualities. Roll the universal healing wheel. To work our way through extreme conditions, we will need to build an infrastructure of patience, courage, strength, and endurance. We can do this by developing and maintaining our spiritual practice. No matter how rough it gets, our job is to persist. We need to keep rolling the universal healing wheel. If we do the work, eventually the light of spirit enters the cave of darkness, bearing gifts of peace, wisdom, and strength. Grace. In the cave of darkness, we lose our illusion of control and safety. We fall through the cracks in our belief system and hit what seems to be the bottom, a spiritual ground zero, where we experience fear associated with the unknown. Although we may feel helpless, we persist in our spiritual practice. We yearn, work, search, and persevere. Because of our efforts, strength grows and grace follows. Omniscient love, bearing gifts of protection and peace, comes to our rescue. Through our work and God's grace, we discover that the ground of all being is not the unknown and terror, but omniscient love and peace. This is the way to humility through the cave of darkness. It cannot be taught. It must come from experiencing the transformation of suffering and powerlessness to serenity and security through grace. God comes to our rescue by resurrecting our feeling of safety. then we know that our peace is a gift from the mysterious, wonderful power of God. We are nothing but for His grace. Jesus said, "Of myself, I can do nothing. The Father who dwells in me, He does the work." 7. Knowing our place. Delusions of completeness. In humility, we know where we are on the spiritual path. We have a realistic view of our strengths, progress, limitations, and the work that remains. This may not be as easy as it sounds. All too often, we use our spiritual belief system to provide all the answers. Thinking we have discovered the truth, we elevate ourselves above others and become arrogant. Identifying ourselves as special, chosen, or children of God while others are excluded, we deny our problems and delude ourselves into thinking that we are already complete. We can invoke the image of God as our true self, but not at the expense of losing awareness of our limitations. We should not think that we are complete just because we have joined a religion or walk on a spiritual path. Embrace the unknown. We do not have all the answers, and we do not need them. We embrace the unknown as a source of wisdom, strength, and peace. When we cannot know the answers, we can live the questions. Persevere. Change is slow, difficult, and often painful. Do the work and be patient. Keep going and you will be victorious. Grace cannot flow without humility. God cannot get into the body temple when it is filled with the junk products of the ego, such as selfish desires, volatile emotions, fear, pride, or the denial of problems. In humility, we ask for help in becoming free of that ego, which prevents us from knowing God. To create a channel for the flow of God's power, we need to reduce and ultimately eliminate the ego and replace it with soul qualities. Then, in the stillness and quiet of meditation, we can hear the sweet voice of love whispering, quote, "Welcome. You are at the brink of eternity. Become nothing and nobody. Then you will be one with me, one with everything, and one with everybody. This is the power of humility. Ask for help in all you do." End quote. Grace cannot flow without humility. Know where you are on the spiritual path. We cannot move a finger. Take a step. Breathe. See. Think. Or digest food without her power. The prayer of an unknown Confederate soldier. I asked for strength that I might achieve. I was made weak that I might learn humbly to obey. I asked for health that I might do greater things. I was given infirmity that I might do better things. I asked for riches that I might be happy. I was given poverty that I might be wise. I asked for power that I might have the praise of men. I was given weakness that I might feel the need for God. I asked for all things that I might enjoy life. I was given life that I might enjoy all things. I got nothing that I asked for, but everything I hoped for. Almost despite myself, my unspoken prayers were answered. I am, among all men, most richly blessed. Points to remember. God cannot get into the body temple when it is filled with a restless mind, reactive emotions, and egotistical desires. We can experience the gentle sweetness of her grace when we are soft and yielding, surrendered and meek. Bow down, get low, be still and empty where the grace of God can flow. We can counter pride, arrogance, and entitlement with humility and gratitude. We can endure injury with a patient, quiet heart. We can counter criticism and judgment with acceptance and support. We can counter condemnation with forgiveness. Soft is more powerful than hard. In spiritual reality, we do not actually own anything. All of our possessions are gifts on temporary loan from on high. Everything is a gift. We own nothing. Recognize the blessing and be grateful. The ego builds its empire on a foundation of control and power. The soul knows that the foundation of a spiritual life is love and service. There's no place to go and nothing to do but love and serve. The humble servant goes everywhere, helping everyone indiscriminately. Humility is patient and kind, tolerant and understanding, meek yet firm. The one you are with is the most important person in the world, the image of God, nay, God herself. All of the lessons of life teach humility, but we must be awake, otherwise we miss the lesson. When you pass a test or conquer a barrier, you may go into a float pattern where you experience peace and joy. But just because you pass a test doesn't mean you pass the course, let alone go to the next grade, let alone graduate. When you're floating, it is just recess. Enjoy the recess, but remember, school is in session. Expect classes to resume at any time. Beware of the spiritual ego and spiritual swagger. Be humble. Know your place. The light is still dim. The quiet, lowly places are where we can find the peace of God. Most look for it in the high places. Spiritual experiences are possible there too. They can occur anywhere. However, if you graze in the lowland, stop and listen for a time, you will discover the peace and sweetness of humility, the mother of all virtue. Affirmations. Humility is my temple, the cradle of wisdom. Equality brings peace and strength. I am nobody in particular. I let others discover my good qualities without my help. I find peace and contentment in humility and equality. I am a beginner. Every single moment. I progress because I know what I do not know. I ask to become a better person, not for more things. I ask for nothing more than inner contentment. I follow the lessons of life, all of which teach humility. Humility gives strength and serenity. Humility gives contentment and satisfaction. Humility brings me closer to God and humanity. Humility is love. Humility is the path to truth. I am learning humility under all conditions of life, success and failure, health and disease, wealth or poverty, the highs and the lows. This is the way to serenity. I am not high or low, I am equal. I am kind and gentle, but not a doormat. I serve all equally. I serve the mighty and the meek with the same love. I strive to remain humble at all times. I counter pride, arrogance, and entitlement with humility and gratitude. I endure injury with a patient, quiet heart. It's not about me, it's about service. I am nothing. God is everything. Exercises. 1. Describe the 7 routes to humility. 2. Why is humility the mother of all virtue? 3. What is the connection between humility and other spiritual qualities? 4. Think of everything you know and compare it to what you don't know. You will see that your knowledge is infinitesimal, while the unknown always remains infinite. The more you know, the more you realize what you don't know. 5. What did Jesus mean when he said, "The meek shall inherit the earth"? Think about the power of soft over hard. Where is gentleness needed more in your life? 6. A middle-aged, developmentally disabled African-American man dressed in old, tattered clothes was waiting in the hall of my clinic. "How are you?" I asked. "Sad today," he said. "Why?" I asked. He replied, "I wish everybody good luck and happiness." From his sadness, he prays for others. This man teaches humility. Can you see how this applies to your life?